This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The CEO of Citigroup, Jane Fraser, recently said the bank is considering opening more branches in more cities, which seems a little counterintuitive in this age of Venmo and Cash App and customers with honestly years of online banking experience. So why would a bank want to open new branches? Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
Brick-and-mortar bank branches still play a few key roles.
People are not taking out a mortgage with an app.
Myra Rodriguez-Valladares at MRV Associates says branches can help customers with issues that can't easily be handled online.
You still want to go see a human being who's going to go explain to you what the mortgage is, what the responsibilities are, what the rates are.
That brings us to the second function of a physical bank branch. Once you walk in, Valladares says, bank employees have an opening to try to sell you other services. And over time,
maybe I take out a small, student loan or a personal loan. And then a couple of years later, I'm not ready to move on and I'd like a mortgage. And so I start to develop a relationship with that person. Those are big financial products.
Third reason, slapping a bank's logo on buildings throughout the country can be good advertising for the bank's brand. Barbara Kahn is a marketing professor at Penn's Wharton School of Business.
You know, being the top of mind as the biggest brand, that's got to be an advantage in thinking about where to invest dollars.
Right now, investing in new bank branches is pretty affordable. Paul Habibi is a principal at the real estate consulting firm Grayslake Advisors.
Effective rents are dropping and vacancy rates have been increasing. And so for those who are in the market, it's a pretty opportune time to take up that new space.
Citigroup has a good reason to be opening new branches, says bank analyst Gerard Cassidy at RBC Capital Markets. Sure, it's a big international bank, but this part of its business has room to grow.
Their U.S. consumer franchise is subpar for the size of the bank that they are.
While younger people might be content with online banking and apps like Venmo and Cash App, Cassidy says eventually they might want to walk into a physical bank branch.
As they become more affluent and as they, need more banking services, just having a Venmo account may not support all of their needs.
Cassidy says bigger banks will continue pursuing a hybrid model, physical branches and online services, to give customers more options. I'm Justin Howe for Marketplace.